Michael Moore accuses Joe Biden of going after white racist redneck votes in Michigan after embracing ex-GOP gov endorsement. By BenQ on September 6, 2020. Far-left documentary filmmaker Michael Moore has accused Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden of going after white racist redneck votes in his home state of Michigan after the former vice president accepted the endorsement of former Republican Governor Rick Snyder. Writing in USA Today on Thursday, Snyder endorsed Biden, saying he can bring back civility to the nation, and also pointed to Biden's strong moral character and compassion. This endorsement was accepted by the Biden campaign in a press release, much to Moore's dismay. The Biden campaign, in an effort to convince Flint voters to stay home on November 3 and lose Michigan again, happily announced and embraced the endorsement of former Governor Rick Snyder, the man who poisoned Flint's water. 10,000 children, with permanent brain damage, Michael Moore wrote. Countless dead. Shame. Moore went on to accuse Biden of courting white racist redneck votes as opposed to the black vote, describing him as nuts and demanding he retract the statement. So the Biden campaign thought getting a few more white racist redneck votes in Michigan was more important than getting the black vote in Flint? The Oscar-winning said. Better to embrace the mass-poisoning Republican ex-governor than worry about those black people? Are you nuts? Apologize and retract now. The Planet of the Humans producer did reiterate his support for Biden but admitted he will not lie for White House hopeful. To be clear, I will vote for Biden. But I will not lie for Biden, Moore wrote. For the millions of us spending every waking moment for the next 59 days trying to remove Trump, we won't succeed if we have to also fight the party and the campaign who seem to be stupidly working against us. Moore, who is a fervent supporter of socialist Bernie Sanders' unsuccessful campaign for the Democratic nomination, has shown increasing concern over recent weeks about the possibility of Trump winning re-election. Last week, he warned his followers of the need to wake up as polling data indicates Trump is rapidly catching up with Biden. Someone needs to pull the fire alarm now, Moore wrote, citing various polls in crucial swing states indicating Trump has made significant gains on Biden. Where are the stories about Trump gaining on Biden? Below's a poll from Free in Michigan. Last week Trump pulled within 4 points of Biden. Now in one poll, Trump is ahead of Biden in MI 47-45. Yet so many Dems convinced Trump will lose. Danger. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.